Avocados, they're not on the dirty dozen. They're not highly sprayed with pesticides and herbicides. So should you get it organic? I mean, ideally, there's probably going to be some benefit to getting it organic, but it's not one of the foods, one of the produce items that you definitely need to get organic. So you're going to be fine using a non-organic variety of avocado.
Hello and welcome to the Dr. Jocker's Functional Nutrition Podcast, the show designed to give you science-based solutions to improve your health and life. I'm Dr. David Jockers, Doctor of Natural Medicine and creator of drjockers.com, and I'm the host of this podcast. I'm here to tell you that your body was created to heal itself, and on this show, we focus on strategies you can apply today to heal and function at your best. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's go into the show. Did you know one of the best ways to reduce uncomfortable swelling in your legs or ankles and to flush out excess fluid or fats is by unclogging your lymphatic system? Over time, your lymphatic system can become clogged due to injuries or bacterial invasions. This can lead to chronic swelling in the arms, legs, or ankles. That's why I love Lymph System Support by Pure Health Research. This natural formula contains ingredients like dandelion extract, burdock root, and bromelain, which help cleanse your tissues, reduce swelling and fluid retention, and support a healthy inflammatory response. As a listener of my show, you can try Lymph System Support risk-free today and get a free bottle of curcumin extract with your order. The curcumin extract contains curcugen, which is 39 times more bioavailable than standard curcumin. This is a great option if you're struggling with stiff or aching joints. Go to getlymphhelp.com/jockers. That's GetLymphHelp.com/jockers to take advantage of this special limited time offer today. Again, that's getlymphhelp.com/jockers. This podcast is an audio recording of one of my most popular YouTube videos on the surprising truth about avocados. And so if you're interested in learning more about avocados and about healthy fats and the kinds of foods you should be eating, this is going to be a great podcast for you. Please share it with somebody you know and you care about. And if you've not left us a 5-star review, now's the time to do that. Just go to Apple iTunes, wherever you listen to this podcast, leave us a 5-star review. That actually helps us reach more people and impact more lives with this message. Thank you so much for doing that. And thank you for being a part of our podcast community. Of course, you can also check me out on YouTube, Dr. David Jockers, on Rumble, all the different channels where you can follow me and get and see video content as well. You can find me on Instagram, all the different social media channels as well. Thanks so much for, again, being a part of our community. And let's go into the show.
Today, we're talking about the truth about avocados. A lot of people may tell you that avocados are not healthy because they're high in fat. And that's actually what I heard growing up in the 90s, because we were in the low-fat craze. And so everybody said, well, you want to stay away from fats. So any sort of plant-based food, even avocados, high in fat, not going to be healthy for us. However, what we know today is that avocados are high in healthy fat, monounsaturated oleic acid, and actually they're loaded with fat-soluble nutrients, and consuming avocados in a salad, for example, actually improves our ability to absorb and utilize nutrients from the other vegetables that we're consuming them with. So avocados are actually an amazing food for our bodies. And so we look at different types of avocados. You have Haas avocados, which are kind of the typical kind of dark ones, the smaller ones that we see. They're 18 to 30% fat. Florida avocados are lower fat. They're 3 to 5% fat. So a typical Florida avocado, it's a larger avocado. But in a Florida avocado, it has roughly 25 to 50% of the amount of fat that a Haas avocado contains. Again, healthy fats. There's also, avocados are loaded with antioxidants, things like lutein, zeaxanthin, beta carotene, alpha carotene, all these carotenoid antioxidants that are great for your skin, your brain, your eyes, for reducing inflammation in your system. They're also the best plant-based source of reduced L-glutathione. Glutathione is our body's master antioxidant. There's roughly 19 milligrams of reduced L-glutathione per half of an avocado. So it helps upregulate glutathione in our system, and it actually is a natural source of glutathione that helps reduce inflammation and helps balance our immune system. So our immune system is more specific at targeting pathogens, bad stuff, getting rid of bad stuff, but doesn't target our own self tissue. So the more balanced we are with glutathione, the more balanced our immune system is. So avocados are high in that. Also, you've got a lot of minerals in avocados, things like phosphorus, magnesium, manganese, potassium, copper, all necessary for energy production, healthy bones, healthy muscle tissue, healthy overall structure, healthy eyes, healthy brain function. So we got the minerals. And then we have beta citrosterols, which are plant sterols, right? And they actually help to balance our lipids, our cholesterol levels, as well as improve the overall functionality of our blood vessels. So they help improve the endothelial lining of the blood vessels, and that allows for better blood flow, better oxygen delivery to all the cells. And the better we bring oxygen, and the better that we bring or pull waste from cells because of good blood flow, the better we're going to feel and function. So beta citrosterols in there. There's also a unique type of sugar called D-mannoheptulose sugar that's in avocados. And that D-mannoheptulose sugar actually helps stimulate collagen production. This is why avocados are one of the best things for your skin. In fact, people actually put avocado and make like a paste and put it on their skin. So the skin, the D-mannoheptulose, as well as the alpha beta carotenoids, the lutein, zeaxanthin, all kind of seep into the skin and kind of get a direct effect. But consuming avocados, actually eating them, is going to really give us great benefits for overall skin health and collagen production. Collagen is needed for healthy joints, healthy gut lining. We also need it for healthy nails, healthy hair, and a healthy immune system, right? So super critical for all of those, and healthy bones. And then number six is prebiotic fiber. There's a lot of insoluble and soluble fiber that's in avocados, which helps support our microbiome and helps make you more regular at going number two in the bathroom, right? So it helps relieve constipation and helps improve your overall gut health.
I just wanted to interrupt this podcast with an important public health announcement. Most people out there are deficient in vitamin D. And if you've been feeling depressed, anxious, irritable, tired, or forgetful, you're likely one of them. But why are deficiency rates so high? Well, most people think they get enough vitamin D from the sun. But here's the thing, you don't. Even reports from people in sunny Miami, Florida, have shown they have shockingly low levels of vitamin D. And since vitamin D isn't in many foods, at least not in sufficient quantities, you really can't get enough from your diet. So where does that leave us? With supplements. But here's another thing. Most vitamin D supplements just don't work. In fact, they're often destroyed by your stomach acid, and really you don't get any good absorption. But a revolutionary supplement brand has changed everything with one simple factor. Their vitamin D actually gets absorbed by your body. Purality Health's vitamin D3 is infused with a protective micelle liposomal formula that delivers the vitamin directly to your gut lining for full absorption into the bloodstream. This way, you can actually feel what it's like to have proper vitamin D levels. And I know the people over at Purality Health, and they have vitamin D users emailing them all the time to rave about how impressed their doctors are by their raised vitamin D levels. Because not only does vitamin D impact how you feel, it's super important for bone health, immunity, and brain function. And if you want to meet your health potential, it's time for Purality Health's vitamin D3 formula. Right now, my listeners can get 30% off Purality Health's unique vitamin D3 formula. All you need to do is visit puralityhealth.com and use promo code DRJ at checkout to get your supply of highly absorbable vitamin D. So go to puralityhealth.com and use promo code DRJ and start feeling the benefits of healthy vitamin D levels today.
So when we're looking to store avocados, if the avocado is getting very ripe, you could put it in the refrigerator. That will actually slow down the ripening process of the avocado. So it'll make the avocado last longer. If the avocado is unripe and it's hard on the outside, you can actually keep it out and that will naturally ripen it. If you put it in the refrigerator, it's going to slow down the ripening process. So depending on when you want to consume the avocado, that's going to tell you basically, should you refrigerate it or should you not? If it's very ripe, make sure you refrigerate it. If it's not ripe, don't refrigerate it. So that way, once it starts to ripen, it will be ready to consume. And if you want it to last longer, again, you can put it in the refrigerator. Now, avocados, they're not on the dirty dozen. They're not highly sprayed with pesticides and herbicides. So should you get it organic? I mean, ideally, it's probably going to be some benefit to getting it organic, but it's not one of the foods, one of the produce items that you definitely need to get organic. So you're going to be fine using a non-organic variety of avocado. If you can afford it, get the organic, because we just know that there's going to be a much lower toxic load as a whole, or at least a small difference in the overall amount of chemicals that are on it, and perhaps higher amounts of nutrients that are in there as well. So ideally going organic, but it's not one of the ones you absolutely have to, because it's not highly sprayed with dangerous pesticides and herbicides. Now, there is a percentage of people that may not do well when they consume avocados, just like any type of food. Avocados tend to be higher in histamines. So for some individuals that have histamine intolerance, because typically they have a high toxic load and they have bad bacterial balance in their gut, the combination of those two, and oftentimes nutrient deficiencies as well, will cause higher amounts of histamine and a histamine intolerance. Those individuals may not feel well when they consume avocados. Also, some individuals just have an allergy or sensitivity to avocados. So if you're one of those individuals, you may want to avoid or reduce your consumption of avocados. It's roughly somewhere around 5% of the population that doesn't feel as good when they're consuming avocados. But for 19 out of 20 people, they actually consume those avocados. It helps balance their blood sugar, helps support healthy insulin levels. It helps support healthy blood flow, blood pressure, and gives them overall great cardiovascular health, great brain health, great mental health, and great skin and anti-aging benefits. So for most people, they're gonna do fantastic with avocados. Again, there is a small percentage of people that has an allergy, a sensitivity to them, or perhaps a histamine intolerance, or a bacterial overgrowth to where a certain type of fiber called a FODMAP-based carbohydrate causes more bloating and more unwanted gut symptoms. For those individuals, they want to reduce their consumption or avoid altogether the avocados, ideally getting to the root cause of some of those issues, correcting them, and then reintroducing avocado later so they can get a lot of these great health benefits by digesting it properly, consuming it, and not having unwanted symptoms when you're consuming it. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this video. Please share it with anybody that you know and you care about, and we'll see you guys in a future video training.
Well, that's all for this show. And I want to thank you again for spending your valuable time with me today. And if there was something you heard in this interview that you have questions on or you want to dive into deeper, then drjockers.com is the best place to go. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider taking just a quick moment and giving us a great review. Your reviews help us influence more people and transform more lives. And if you took something valuable away from this episode, then please share it with someone in your life you know it can help. We'll see you soon on a future podcast. Be blessed, everybody.